In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Picture this. You're on a flight with your child, and there's a stranger sitting in your row, and he starts to do what, Katie?
Urinate in a cup.
Urinate in a cup. How do you know he's urinating in a cup? Because this is a true story.
Yes, it is.
How did the mom and daughter know that this guy was peeing?
Because they could hear it.
Ew!
So there was a flight from into Sydney, Australia.
All right.
And there was, like Gavin said, a mother and a daughter. Daughter's 15. And the order was guy is at the window seat.
Oh, boy.
Mom is in the middle. Daughter is on the aisle. And the plane had landed. It was a 3-hour flight. And they were sitting on the tarmac for about 20 minutes because they didn't have a gate they could pull into.
Hmm.
And mom and daughter hear the telltale sound of a cup filling up with urine. Now, I assume this guy must have had something covering him because they knew it was happening because they heard it, not because they saw it.
Right.
And they flag down, at some point, the mom tells like a flight attendant, and I don't know how, but somehow in trying to confront this gentleman, some of his urine did get on the flight attendant.
Ew! Got on the what?
The flight attendant.
Oh my God.
Now, obviously, this is bad. Okay?
Yeah.
There is a part of me that feels for this guy.
What?
Because we all know that the plane has landed, right?
Uh-huh.
But they do that thing where you're like not allowed to get up. And if he really, really, really had to go, let's say he had to go when they start their descent and everybody has to put their seats up and everybody has to put their tray tables up and the flight attendants come through and they get in their little jump seats and now nobody can move about the cabin. And that's when he starts to have to go. Okay. And he's like, oh God, I'm holding it. It lands. Then he can't get up again because when you're taxiing, you're not allowed to get out of your seat. So what are you supposed to do?
Hold it.
What if you can't?
Then just go.
At some point, you can't hold it anymore.
Is he a grown man?
Well, they did say he was heavily intoxicated.
That sure doesn't help.
It doesn't help. But at some point, your body won't let you hold it anymore. We all know that's true.
Right.
So what do you do? You just pee in the seat?
No.
You get up and go.
Yeah, okay, you so get up and
you
go.
You just get up and go.
Yeah, I don't care what that sign says. If I have to go, it's an emergency.
What about when the flight attendants are like, sir, sit down. You need to sit down.
Do you want me to sit down or you want to clean up an accident after? I would say
that.
They would let me through.
Okay.
I mean, you could say that or you could be proactive and wear a diaper.
Don't always know that you're going to feel. You don't know that you're going to sit at the gate at on the tarmac for 20 minutes and
wait. No, but if you're somebody, though, that knows that you're prone to peeing and holding it's a problem. And
but it's not a problem. It's only a problem when you have to hold it for too long.
What part of that was too long?
For him. Okay, let's say it's a 20-minute descent.
Okay.
Okay, which is pretty standard.
Yes.
You're not allowed to get up then. And then 20 minutes on the tarmac, that's 40 minutes of holding it.
If it's that bad, you should have gone before.
Right.
You should have known, like, okay, we're getting pretty close.
But you didn't know that you were going to be sitting on the tarmac for so long.
The solution is never pee in a cup next to a stranger.
Right.
That's not, I know you want me to say that. I'm not going to say that, okay? And I will say that maybe it would have been a better option for him to stand up and try to get a flight attendant to justify, why can't I walk around right now? Give me a reason. The pilots are locked in their room. You're doing nothing. We're on the ground. We're basically a car. Why can't I walk around?
Right.
It'd be better to have a Karen moment where you're crazy on a plane in there yelling about this than be the guy.
You.
That's fine. It's better than being the guy who peed in
right.
a cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's so close to being an animal.
I will say, the fine wasn't as much as you'd think it, because he was found guilty and he did get a fine.
What was the fine?
Like $360.
That's it?
For public urine, you know why? Because
right.
their wheels were down in Australia. I'm shocked it's even illegal in Australia.
Usually, if you pee in a cup in Australia, they give you a koala. It's rewarding.
But careful, they've got chlamydia.
Right.
Oh, boy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.